Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Not sure if you realized that you were going to get an education on the history of matches here in the United States over the past 100 years, but here we go. Think about it just really briefly. When was the last time you actually struck a match? Maybe you do it all the time. Maybe it's been a long time. How long has it been since you held a match, either from a match book or a box of matches, and struck it? What was the reason for it? How did it work out? Interesting. We used to use matches for, you know, lighting stoves and fireplaces and lamps and, of course, cigarettes, because there was no alternative. During the 1890s to 1910s, companies like the Diamond Match Company pumped them out. They were cheap. And then matchbooks became these little mini billboards. They were great advertising vehicles that you could take with you. You'd walk into a bar, a hotel, a restaurant, even an airline, and there'd be matchbooks you could just take with you because they were so inexpensive. They were given away for free. And literally billions of matchbooks were produced every year in the United States. That was the height. Smoking culture. Everybody smoked. Everybody, therefore, needed a flame. So matchbooks were functional. They were collectible. They were fun. This was kind of the peak. And then everything changed. The rise of the Bic lighter. Reusable, wind-resistant, super convenient. So therefore, matches sort of lost their utility edge. Technologies changed. Lighters built into appliances, gas stoves had the electric ignition on there, so we just didn't need it. And then people realized that smoking was one of the worst things you could possibly freaking do to yourself, so we stopped doing that. And by the 80s, match production had collapsed, almost certainly. So, pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. I think that there's a great metaphor here in terms of matches, where each of us essentially has a box of matches or a book of matches for our lifetime. And each one of those matches, well, that's a decision. You strike the match. A match is a single-use deal. You don't get to reuse it. And every time we make a decision about how we're going to allocate our resources, well, it's not a yes or a no. It's not a good or bad. It just kind of is. So once you burn time, attention, energy, and money, you don't get that back. Yeah, to a degree, after a good night's sleep, we certainly regenerate. We get more attention. We get some more energy. Not necessarily money. Certainly not time. So you get the idea. So it's an interesting metaphor. And I think often we kind of overlook these because our resources, our most valuable resources, are valuable because of the finite nature of them. I don't have unlimited time. There's not unlimited opportunities out there for me. And this isn't some abstraction that I'm talking about. I mean, it's just a reality that we have a number of matches, and it's a finite number. So whether you like it or not, they're going to burn, and that's where a lot of people miss. You don't get to not spend your life. You don't get to hold on to it into perpetuity. You don't get to pause it. Every moment, every decision, every one of our actions, we're striking a match. Time, attention, energy, money, your MVRs, your most valuable resources, every time you strike one of them, it's gone. Which is okay until it's not. And there is a law that is underlying all of this, because energy is never necessarily lost, we're just transforming it. So when you think that you're wasting time, you're not. You're transforming it into something. And the question is, what is it that you're transforming it into? Because there's only two ways that a match can burn. Either you choose it consciously, so it's a conscious burn. You chose it, you initiated it, it's in service of something, you're working, you're training, you're thinking, you're building. And then, of course, you can rest and do it intentionally, even when it's hard, even when it costs you, it leaves something behind. It could be strength, clarity, capability, momentum. You can spend these things all consciously. Then the flip side of the coin, because there's always a flip side, is the unconscious burn. The burns that you didn't choose, things that happened to you.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And maybe this is a time where you're just mindlessly scrolling, reacting, avoiding, numbing, drifting. This can feel harmless. It can feel small. And sometimes it even feels like you deserve it. But it's not leaving anything behind. And worse still, it can sometimes, you know, become dependency. So, well, I want to be clear that I'm not talking about, and I've never advocated that we become perfect with how we're making decisions about things. I'm not a monk. I've never taken a vow of poverty. I like to F off, same as everybody else. So this is not a game of perfect. You don't need to look at your box of matches and think, I better make a perfect decision with all of these. Not trying to live like a machine or a monk, not trying to eliminate comfort, because sometimes that's the right decision. If I just can't, it's time to rest. It's time to step back and take a breath. But here's the difference. Are you recognizing that in yourself and choosing, or are you just doing it because you're on autopilot? That's the big question. It's not discipline versus comfort or rest versus work. It's conscious versus unconscious. Did you choose? Did you choose to strike the match? Did you choose the burn? Or is the burn choosing you? Single match, one match in a massive box or book, that doesn't really matter that much. One wasted hour, no big deal. One big night, indulgent night, okay. You missed an opportunity, no big deal. But you stack these up and you repeat them, you build a pattern out of that, and then suddenly you're going to wake up and you don't recognize yourself or the life because something went terribly wrong. And it went terribly wrong because nothing was ever fully chosen. And that's how it happens. Just a little bit at a time. That's how we find ourselves living lives that don't match up to what we want, what we thought we wanted, what we really want. So it's not like it didn't happen because of massive failure or a catastrophe of any kind. It happens with accumulation. A match here, a match there. A little drift, a little avoidance, a little comfort until one day you're standing inside of a life that you didn't really mean to build. And this is what hurts the most in this. It's nothing was lost. Every match you burn went somewhere. It built something. The only problem is that it didn't build what it is that you actually wanted. Because life doesn't give you what you want. It doesn't give you what you intend. Life gives you what your patterns produce. And your patterns are nothing more than the repeated way that you're burning your matches. So what's the answer? It's not intensity. It's not grinding. It's not some dramatic reinvention of you. It's something pretty easy. It's awareness. It's asking yourself in real time, is this worth the burn? Am I choosing this or is it choosing me? If I repeat this pattern, where is it going to lead me? Because your life's not built in a moment. It's built in a pattern of your burns. 1,000 conscious burns will take you someplace very meaningful. 1,000 unconscious ones will take you somewhere else entirely. And a lot of people don't want to accept this. You can't save the matches for later. You can only decide what they become. So if you really want to build a life that you really want, don't start with some massive plan. Don't start with some perfect system. Start here. Pay attention to the match in your hand, because that's the one, really the only one, that really does matter. You have been given a pile of matches. You've got this pile of matches, and this will result in your life. Wisdom is learning, knowing, and then burning them on things that are worthy of them. It's knowing what matters, knowing what must be done in service of what matters, and then striking your matches accordingly. That is at the heart of what it means to do your part by doing your best.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.